Dreamscape presents The Real Macaw by Donna Andrews, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. "Stop," I hissed. "Bad dog, don't you dare bite me." Spike, a.k.a. the small evil one, froze with his tiny sharp teeth a few inches from my ankle. He looked up and growled slightly. From one of the cribs across the room, I heard another of the faint, cranky whimpers I'd detected over the baby monitor. Jamie always woke up slowly and fussed softly for a few minutes, which gave us a fighting chance of getting to the nursery to feed him before he revved up to cry so loudly that he woke his twin brother. Josh never bothered with any kind of warning, going from fast asleep to wailing like a banshee in 2 seconds or less. "I mean it," I said to Spike. "No more treats, no more sleeping in your basket here in the nursery. If you bite me again, you're out of here. Back to the barn." Do animals understand our words, or do they just pick up meaning from our tone of voice? Either way, Spike got the message. He sniffed at my ankle. Pretending to recognize my scent, he wagged his tail perfunctorily. Then he trotted back to his basket, turned around the regulation 3 times, curled up, and appeared to fall asleep. I tiptoed over to Jamie's crib in time to pick him up and shove the bottle in his mouth a split second before he began shrieking. I settled down in the recliner.